Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma.
Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma.
Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Bandhamo Isavadhana Mate. Bandhamo Isavadhana Mate. Jahar prasade bha e bavatoriya jaha. Jahar prasade bha e bava toriya jaha. Krishna prapti ho jaha hoite. Krishna prapti ho jaha hoite.
Krishna prapti ho
guru mukha padma vakya chita te koriya kya. Guru mukha padma vakya chita te koriya kya. Arana kori ho mane Asha.
Arana kari ho mane Asha.
Arana kari ho mane Asha. Sri Guru Charane Rati Aise Uttama Gati. Jai Prasad Pure Sarva Asha. Jai Prasad Pure Sarva Asha. चक्षुदान दिलो जय जन्मे जन्मे प्रभु से चक्षुदान दिलो जय जन्मे जन्मे प्रभु से दिव्य ज्ञान हृदय प्रकाशित दिव्य ज्ञान हृदय प्रकाशित प्रेमा भक्ति जहाँ होती अविद्या विनाश जाते प्रेमा भक्ति जहाँ होती अविद्या विनाश जाते वेद गाय जहर चरित वेद गाय जहर चरित श्री गुरु करुणा सिंधु आदम जनर बंद श्री गुरु करुणा सिंधु आदम जनर बंद लोकनाथ लोके रजीवान लोकनाथ लोके रजीवान श्रीला प्रभुपाद लोके रजीवान आहा प्रभु करो दया देह मोरे पद चया 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 एबे जान दो शुक्री भुवाना एबे जान दो शुक्री भुवाना श्रीला प्रभु का पतित पावाना जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांता स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Kishore Kishore, Jaya Kishore Kishore, Jaya Kishore Kishore, Jaya Kishore Kishore. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. नीता गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
नमामि शरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपं लसत्कुण्डलं गोकुले व्रजमानम् नमामि शरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपं लसत्कुण्डलं गोकुले व्रजमानम् यशोदाभियो लोकलब्धवमानम् परं दृष्टं तं तु तुत्यगोप्य परं दृष्टं तं ततो द्रुत्य गोप्य रुदन्तं मुहुर्नेत्रं युग्मं मृजान्तम् करं भोजयुग्मेन शताङ्कनेत्रम् मुहुश्वसकम्पात्रिरेखाङ्ककण्ठ स्थित ग्रैव दामोदर भक्ति बद्धम्। इति दृक्षलीला वीरानंद कुंडे सघोषणी मा जनता माख्यापयन्ता तदीय सित गेशु भक्तर्जितात्वम् पुनम प्रेम तत्सम शतावृत्ति वंदे। वरम देव मोक्षम न मोक्ष बधिम वा न चरणं वर्णे अहं वरे सादपिह। इदं तेव पूर्णाथ गोपाल बालम् सदा मे मनसा वीरस्ता कि मान्ये इदन्ते मुखं भोजमान अत्यंत नीलैर् वृतम कुंडले स्निग्ध रक्तश्च गोप्य मुहुश्चुंबितां बिंब रक्तघरं मे मनुष्य विरास्ता मलम लक्ष लावैर् नमो देव दामोदर अनंत विष्णु प्रसिद्ध प्रभु दुख जालाब्धि मग्न कृपा दृष्टि बिष्टति दीनं बतानु ज्ञाने समामज्ञ मे दक्ष दृश्य कुबेरात्मयो बद्ध मूर्तये भयादत् तया मोचितोर्भक्ति भजो कृतौ च तथा प्रेम भक्ति विश्वकामे प्रयच्छ न मोक्षे गृहमस्ति दामोदरेह नमस्ते सुदाम्ने स्फुरा दीप्ति घाम्ने तदीयोदरायत विश्वास धाम्ने नमो राधिकाय तदीय प्रियाय नमो नन्तलीलाय देवाय तुभ्यम् జయ దామోదర రాధ దామోదర రాధే రాధ దామోదర రాధ దామోదర రాధే జయ జయ శ్రీ రాధ దామోదర్ జీవు కీ జయ యశోద దామోదర్ జీవు కీ జయ
Who stole the butter from? Who stole the butter? Gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their star world. And who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat, in fear of Mother Yasoda, but was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. You can say.
Upon seeing his mother's sweeping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and as Mother Yasoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To this Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, who is bound with his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances.
Lord Sri Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspects of Narayana and Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord, Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times.
O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your future as Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart.
O Lord, the cheeks of your blessing lotus face, which is encircled by a lock of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yasoda kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my life.
O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me, uplift me and protect me with your nectarian vision.
O Lord Damodara, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvera, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence.
O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound with rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtotara Shatashri Shri Mother's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Can you open the window in the back, please? Can you open one window in the back?
We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 13, Text Number 10. Narayanam namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashtaprayesha bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Try to keep pace with the way I'm saying it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Deham navarurusteham dukkha shoka bayavaham sarvatrasya yato mrityum matsyanam udake yatha deham navarurutseham dukkha shoka bhayavaham
सर्वत्रास्य यतो मृत्युर् मत्स्यानाम् उदके यथा देहं नावरुरुत्सेहम् दुःखशोकभयावहम् सर्वत्रास्य यतो मृत्युर् मत्स्यानाम् उदके यथा. प्लीज चैंट. Ladies, please. Deham, a material body. Not avarurutse, desire to accept. Aham, I. Dukkha shoka bhaya avaham, which is the cause of all kinds of distress, lamentation, and fear. Sarvatra, always and everywhere within this universe. Asya, of the living entities who have accepted material bodies. Yataha, because. Mrityu, death. Matsyanam, of the fish. Udake, living within water. Yatha, like. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I do not wish to accept a material body, for such a body is the source of all distress, lamentation and fear everywhere in the universe, just as it is for a fish in the water, which lives always in anxiety because of fear of death. Purport. The material body, whether in the higher or lower planetary system, is destined to die. In the lower planetary system or lower species of life, one may die soon. And in the higher planets or higher species, one may live for a long, long time, but death is inevitable. This fact should be understood. In the human form of life, one should take the opportunity to put an end to birth, death, old age and disease by performing tapasya. This is the aim of human civilization, to stop the repetition of birth and death, which is called mrityu samsara vartmani.
This can be done only when one is Krishna conscious or has achieved the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, one must rot in this material world and accept a material body subject to birth, death, old age and disease. The example given here is that water is a very nice place for a fish, but the fish is never free from the anxiety about death, since big fish are always eager to eat the small fish. Phalguni, Tatra, Mahatam, all living entities are eaten by bigger living entities. This is the way of material nature. Ahastani sahastanam apadani chatushpadam phalguni tatra mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam. Those who are devoid of hands are prey for those who have hands. Those devoid of legs are prey for the four-legged. The weak are the subsistence of the strong, and the general rule holds that one living being is food for another. Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 13, Text 47. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created the material world in such a way that one living entity is food for another. Thus there is a struggle for existence, but although we speak of the survival of the fittest, no one can escape death without becoming a devotee of the Lord. Harim vina naiva shrutim taranti. One cannot escape the cycle of birth and death without becoming a devotee. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.3. Aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. One who does not attain shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna must certainly wander up and down within the cycle of birth and death. Om jnanatmirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shrivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare. Thank you for joining us this morning from different places. In Mayapur, once Srila Prabhupada was visited by a magician. And to humor him, Prabhupada said, sure, we'll see what magic you can do. So this person took a coin in this hand, came out of this hand, then that coin he did like this and took it out of his back pocket. Everyone was amused. And then he continued his magic. He made the coin sort of vanish from here and took it out of Prabhupada's ear. So Prabhupada was, I guess, laughing and enjoying it, but the devotees got a little upset that he was having a little fun with their spiritual master. But Prabhupada did not mind. So after a few of these magic tricks, Prabhupada asked him, can you do the magic of stopping birth and death? He said, no, I don't. I cannot. Prabhupada said, I can. Sit down and listen. So regardless of who one is in this world, everyone, whether in the higher planets, in the lower planets, on earth, whether this species, that species, whether the sequoia tree or the human being or the fish or a bird or insect or whatever living being there is. There is one thing for sure, that living being will come to death, or death will come to it. This is the most fundamental and first lesson in spiritual life, that we are eternal beings and this body will perish. In 1977, about November time, when Prabhupada was bedridden and his body became very frail, he could not move anymore, he was lying down, some of his disciples who gathered around him started to cry that the time for our founder Acharya to leave has come, and they knew it was coming. So Prabhupada looked at them and said, "No need to cry. This will happen to you also. It will happen to everyone. One shouldn't be surprised. In fact, one shouldn't be surprised by death. One should be surprised that I was not aware of it." That's what one should be surprised by. That's why when we come to the Hare Krishna temple, sometimes people think, "You guys speak so much about death. Why?" We speak so much about death as much as we speak about life is because death is for the body. And that is one of the most fearful, worrisome, concerning, etc. We pray, "My dear Krishna, please take care of our bodies, please take care of my family's bodies, my friends." What we're praying for is the body. I mean, nothing wrong in that. It's just that somewhere we know, or we should know, that that body is going to go. So for many of us who don't have perhaps the context of what the pastime is, are you aware? You're following online? You know the pastime that's going on? Yeah, you know the pastime that's going on? Okay, so a quick recap is, we've discussed the descendants of the Sun dynasty, the descendants of Kusha, who are the son of Lord Ramachandra. And we come to the story of Maharaj Nimi. So Maharaj Nimi had his chief priest, Kula Guru, or Guru, as Vasishtha Muni. And he asked Vasishtha Muni, "Can you perform this particular yajna for me?" And Vasishtha Muni said, "I have promised Indra that I will also perform a sacrifice for him, yajna. So I cannot do now. Can you wait and I'll come back and then I'll do it?" So Vasishtha Muni went to Amravati, Indra Loka, and Maharaj Nimi is waiting on earth planet. And we know, few days there means few years here, right? One day of the demigod's time is 6 months our time. So he's waiting, he's thinking, "How long should I be waiting like this? Time is running away, after all, material body is such, we never know when death will come." So he appointed another Brahman and performed the yajna. Vasishtha Muni came back and said, "You rascal, you could not wait. I curse you to die." And Maharaj Nimi counter-cursed back Vasishtha and said, "You're greedy. Instead of performing yajna here, you thought you'll get big donation there. You went there. So I curse you that you will die." Now both are very powerful persons. So both had to die. So Vasishtha, that body of Vasishtha was finished, but then he came back to life because Mitra and Varuna, the sun and water demigods, and it's a long story, it comes later or somewhere, but anyway, he came back as the son of Mitra and Varuna, and he was Vasishta again. But the body of Nimi, because he was a great person, all the sages, they preserved the body in some fragrant oils. And they requested Maharaj Nimi, please take this body again. He said, not interested. So they prayed to the demigods, can you please bring Nimi back in this very same body? They said, no problem, we can do it. What do you think, Maharaj Nimi? And he says, I don't want material body again. Done. And then he gives this explanation. What's the use of a material body? It's going to die again. I'd rather not want this body. And he says the impersonalists also don't want a body because they think that it's going to go away anyway. However, the devotees, they will accept a body because it facilitates service. That's what he's speaking, this Maharaj Nimi is speaking. And so now he's saying, Deham na avururutseham. I do not want to accept another material body. Why? Because the material body is the source of dukkha, shoka, bhaya. It is the source of dukkha. How? How is the material body source of dukkha? Distress. Something goes wrong. Digestion problem, knee problem, back problem, headache, cold, whatever. Constantly something or the other within the body is malfunctioning. Dukkha. Shoka. Shoka is this lamentation. Lamentation because something in the past we haven't done right, that we always think, I wish I can go back in time and fix it. We can't. Not one of us has the ability to go back in time, except in movies where you go back in time. And then you have to race to come back on that time. Other than that, you cannot go back in time. So there's shoka, there's lamentation. And because there is a body, there are things and people connected to our body. And when things happen to those persons who are connected to our body, we are in lamentation. Oh, my son is sick. Oh, my daughter is sick. Oh, my son is useless. Oh, my daughter is useless. Why did nalaik, useless fellow. It is said, it's a side point, that sometimes people have to amass wealth to leave it for the next generation. So it is said, if you have a very, very intelligent son or daughter, then what's the need for collecting money? They should be able to take care of themselves. If you have a very foolish son or daughter, then also why create money? Because the fellow is going to spoil it anyway. So the point is, look into higher things of life. I wish I can understand that, but it's just a nice saying. So the point is, those connected things and those people connected to this body are a source of lamentation. Then there is bhaya, fear. The fear of death is always there. Of course, those who practice Krishna consciousness, they are supposed to be free of these things, dukkha, shoka and bhaya, because they understand that Krishna is there to take care of everything. Generally, one is supposed to be free of these. So one who's not free of these, somewhere hasn't fully grasped or appreciated Krishna's protective hand. Now, Krishna's protective hand does not mean that death will not come. It does not mean that disease will not come. There's no such guarantee. However, what is guaranteed is that our mind will not become disturbed. if we know how to conduct ourselves within that situation. And the analogy he gives is that of a fish in water. Although a fish is very comfortable in water, is always in fear. Have you seen fish peacefully swimming and then suddenly they dart? They dart because of fear. And that's the verse Prabhupada's talking about. That in this world, this is the common principle. One living entity is the source of subsistence for another living entity. Jivo, jivasya jivanam. So this is Narada Muni speaking in first canto. Ahastani sahastanam. Ahastani, one who doesn't have hands. Sahastanam, one who has hands. So those who don't have hands or limbs are food for those who have. So the worms are food for the birds, because the birds have, we say legs, but basically hands. Ahastani sahastanam. Apadani chatushpadam. Those who don't have four legs or legs are food for those who have. Or the no hands are also the trees. Trees are food for those who have hands, because you can take. And so the principle is phalguni tatra mahatam. Those who are weak are subsistence for those who are stronger. Jivo jivasya jivanam. You cannot eat someone stronger than you. It's not possible. You can only eat those living beings that are weaker than you. You can only control beings that are weaker than you, not stronger. It's just not how life is. So he's saying that fish in water, although in water very comfortable, they're living in constant fear because there are bigger fish and they have to constantly fight for being alive, because they have a body. Now fish are attacked not just by other fish in water. They're attacked by birds. They're standing and looking. Some birds stand in water looking for fish. So they stand very steadily. The cranes, for example. They stand like this and keep looking. And the birds can stand as if they're statues. No movement. So when there's no movement, the fish cannot tell the difference between that this is a bird or this is just a stem of a tree or something, stem of a plant, because no movement. And as soon as the fish comes close, or there are some birds who don't even enter water, they're looking from above, like the great eagle and all that. They're looking from above. So the fish does not even know that the eagle is like a sniper, somewhere looking at him. The fish is peacefully swimming and suddenly the eagle zeroes down and grabs the fish right out of water like that. So you never know. So the point is, we never know how and where death will strike. In the very, very, very fortunate cases, there is some indication. The bell is ringing. Parikshit Maharaj was told, 7 days, Baba, then you're done. At least he had time to prepare. Most persons don't have time to prepare. And when the bell rings, they're too fearful that instead of preparing, they're worried about how to fix it. This is the difference between a swimmer and a non-swimmer. When a person who does not know swimming is in water, and the water is more than the depth they can handle, and when they are in the water, what do people do? They panic. And when they panic, they hit their hands and legs strongly. But that's not going to help them come out of water. But those who know how to swim, they somehow, it's called treading or whatever, they somehow can get their head above water without panicking. That's the difference. One who panics in water, they cannot come to the surface to breathe air. And those who don't panic very easily come. So as soon as notice of death is given by some major disease or something, whatever it is, those who panic, they don't make it. And those who can't, those who don't panic have some choices, some considerations to make. So Parikshit Maharaj also says, what is it that one should do to be free from fear? And then for Shukadeva Goswami says, excellent question. One should always remember, hear and narrate the pastimes of the Lord, because this is the way to become fearless. Akuto bhayam. So we are constantly harassed by these three things. Dukkha, shoka and bhaya. So the only remedy, there is no other remedy. How much ever pep talk someone will give us, how much ever they'll pat us on the back, give us confidence, whatever happens, a person cannot become free of lamentation, fear and distress unless they are immersed in Krishna Katha. The Bhagavatam was written for that purpose. Vyasadeva considered, for people in Kali Yuga, they are constantly in fear. They are constantly in distress. They are constantly lamenting. So he wrote the Bhagavatam and he says, Yasyam vaishruyamanayam Krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktir utpadyate pumsa shokha moha bhayapaha. Same three things. Although it says moha, here it says dukkha. Shokha moha bhaya apaha. It kills, it burns away. Why? Or when a person engages in hearing Bhagavatam. Yasyam vashruyamanayam, one who hears Bhagavatam. Because by hearing, one gets confidence in one's heart. One becomes fearless from hearing. One does not become fearless by seeing. Correct? For example, when you are in a dark place and there is a rope on the street, it looks like a snake. And it immediately, there's fear in the heart. Only when someone will tell us, that's a rope, don't worry, fear goes. So sound vibration has certain potency. It removes fear. That's why when someone looks at a bug or a mouse and they're afraid, someone else has to say, come on, that's nothing, don't have to feel worried about it. So that hearing has a particular power in it. But hearing about Krishna has even a more special power. Therefore we are encouraged to make it a habit to hear every day. And if one doesn't hear, then one will not know that death is here. And when it comes, suddenly one will panic. So Maharaj Nimi is saying, I don't want another body. I'm happy without a body. Because it's the cause of distress, fear, etc. But he's going to be convinced. All the demigods are going to convince him. But then they will give him a blessing that Maharaj Nimi, you're such an advanced devotee that you will live in a spiritual body, no need for a material body for you. That's the next verse. I'm going to read the translation, someone's explaining it Monday. The demigod said, let Maharaj Nimi live without a material body. Let him live in a spiritual body as a personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And according to his desire, let him be manifest or unmanifest to common materially embodied people. So he is living in a spiritual body. No need to occupy another material body again. Wow, what a blessing. The reason he gets this blessing is because he has understood the value or the non-existence of value in a material body. So spiritual life is about understanding the value of spirit and the non-value of matter side by side. And this is the lesson in Bhagavad Gita right at the beginning. Na asate vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asatah. Ubhayor api drishtvanta, tanayor api tatva, tatva darshibhi. That the great tatva darshis, they have looked at that which is eternal and that which is temporary side by side. And they have ascertained this has value, this has no value. Or this has value only in relation with this, otherwise it has no value. This is in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text number 16. Right in the beginning. Krishna does not waste any time. So any questions or comments? Any thoughts? Okay. You have something? Okay.
So Nityananda Prime Prabhu, you were describing the fear with which fish, humans are functioning, and the solution to moving in the direction of being fearless is the hearing of the Lord's pastimes. So I guess the question is, the hearing is forming a kind of barrier to fear within the heart. Is that how it works?
So how hearing works is that it removes, or first it instills and then removes. It instills knowledge and it removes ignorance. So fear is in ignorance, not in knowledge or in light. When it's dark, everything is fearful. As soon as there is sunlight, you can see everything clearly. No fear. We're not afraid of thieves in daytime. We're afraid of thieves at nighttime because our visibility is curtailed. And thieves also come at nighttime so that they're not easily detected. So knowledge is light and ignorance is darkness. So hearing Krishna Katha instills our heart with proper knowledge. That's one. The proper knowledge is the antidote to fear. It is also the remedy for becoming satisfied. Because a person is disturbed or harassed because of being dissatisfied or lusty or greedy for it. So that's how it works too. And because hearing gives us a confidence in our relationship with Krishna, that Krishna is always there to protect, one becomes fearless. So in the 16th chapter, in the qualities of saintly quality description, Krishna starts, Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhim, that the first quality is fearless. And in that Prabhupada writes that the sannyasis would go into the forests and live a life of in the forest, and they would be fearless because they would always know that I'm not alone. The Paramatma is there to protect me all the time. So fear comes because of ignorance primarily. And Katha, Krishna Katha is supposed to remove that ignorance. That is how it works. Does that address? Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.